Hey, learning school initials time was I'm sure now you might have new recommends which is real so I'm not sure much we're supposed to reach lemon time issue welcome and brought us to our welcome I'll get some bagel dino and it's close for all those around in and around there to throw we're holding simon ration on dalit we started sif ches we did the mechaber and sif ches last week Thursday and now we're up to the mishavura just a quick recap. So till now, we've learned that there are certain situations where you have something that is raw. Therefore, even if you put it on the fire, you're completely masiach das from it until the next day. Or there were various other cases that we weren't concerned about shemi yachata for whatever reason, either because you're masiach das or because it would never be ready, or because if being yachata would make it worse. So in different situations that we said, it was okay to leave food on a fire. Mechaber over here tells us that you have certain things like lentils and legumes and things like that. And we've had this before that cook very quickly. And since it cooks very quickly, even if it's completely raw, putting it on the fire right before Shabbos is not sufficient to remove the concern of Shem Yechata, because since it could still, it doesn't take a very long time to cook and it could be ready still today, still tonight for the Suda, therefore, excuse me, therefore you're not allowed to put it on. So let's see the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Memhei, Asosius with Termusin. Ruadin Lashar Mini Kitnius Virakas Idvarim Rakim. This doesn't just apply to the specific food items that the Mechaber mentioned. Other kinds of beans and other kinds of vegetables that are easily cooked, they're soft. Shekulam and Daim Labasa, they're not compared to meat. The kaimalon le'elbus reish le'elbus reish beresh simin reish non gimel. In the beginning of reish non gimel, the muta litnoi samal chashtecha keshu chay. You're allowed to put it on top of the fire, even right before Shabbos, even if it's raw. Lefi b'shebevade lo yispashal l'suda halayla. They will certainly not cook for that night, Friday night suda. Ulesudas machar yispashal afilu b'loichi. For the Shabbos morning suda, they'll be ready even if you don't do yachat in the kolam. Aval elu, these items kalam lespashal, they're easily cooked. V'cheshin on shem yachat b'gecholam, we are concerned about shem yachat l'tzayruch sudas halayla for the suda of a night. And we've already mentioned this previously that b'zman hazeh, we were cooking on a gas fire, things cooked a lot faster than they would cook then. So unless you have an item that certainly will not be ready for tonight, it will certainly won't be, it takes a number of hours for it to cook, and it won't be ready at least until after Yesuda Friday night, you would have this concern on most items. Latoy chataner, in the oven. Hey, no, I feel who garv v'kat, and putting it in the oven, even if it's garv v'kat, because I should customer simulation on gimel sif aleph. Miu. Tanure didon, I'm not sure, we may have done this mishavur already. If we did, I apologize for doing it again. Tanure didon, damio lakira de shari gar fakatim. Our ovens are like a kira, that if it's gar fakatim, the imhu tuach betit, if it's sealed up, shari bechalinim, kivi mashikasav armab, sif aleph barga, as the mechaber said in sif aleph. Kishain grufim, where it's not gar fakatim, akira lavatkai, the naked lushan rabbin, akira sta alma. Why does he use the word plural, right? Kishain none. We're talking about multiple kiras, not that kira and tana has the same thing. We said that a kaifach has the same din as a tana. Again, matzah Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it until it cooks. That if it's cooked by day, it is a nut. Okay, we may have done that already. If we did, it was a chazar of a lot of the topics that we learned already. Let's see the Mechaber Sif Tes. Kiyotzeba, similarly to what we just learned in Sif Ches. Loi yamala chavish shamayim, don't fill up a pot of water. V'yitain l'toich hataner, and put it into the oven, Erev Shabbos in Cheshecha, when it's still cold, Erev Shabbos right before dark. V'im osakein, osa l'matzah Shabbos v'gedei sheyasi, you're not allowed to use it on matzah Shabbos until it's Kadesh Yah. So let's see the Mishavur on this. Shomayim. And we'll see, this is Negeya Lamaisa to us, raises some shilas of what we could do and what we cannot do. Shomayim. Afagav de Mayim Ru'uyin Lishtais. Water, you are able to drink Chayim when they're totally cold. But you royally Dinam Kaparis and Achal. I'll explain what the Mishavur is telling us in a second. Le'el Basif Dalid. He says, L'chaira, let's go back to one of the things that we learned last week. I'm allowed to take a pepper and put it on top of the fire right before Shabbos, even though the pepper is totally raw. And what was the reason why? We said as follows, since a pepper is able to be eaten raw, and it can be eaten roasted as well, we view the pepper as it's cooked automatically, since I can eat it the way it is. Therefore, we weren't concerned about shemichata. We treated the pepper as if it's cooked kamaychol mendesai. So l'chayra over here, the mechaber tells us I can't take a pot of water and put on the fire. Why? Why is a pot of water any different than a pepper? I can drink water cold. Water does not have to be cooked in order to drink it. So if I can drink the water cold, why is the water any different than I'm putting on a raw food that's able to be eaten raw? That's the mishabru's question. Okay. He says, when you compare a pepper or a raw vegetable that can be eaten raw, it's totally fine raw, it's totally fine cooked, and therefore it's okay. Water, once you heat it up, there's a tremendous increase in the value to you of hot water over cold water. It's not, you can't compare cold water to raw vegetables, because when I'm cooking, why am I heating up the water? I want to wash my dishes. I want to make a cup of tea. I want to make a coffee. You cannot make a cup of coffee with a cold cup of water. You cannot make a tea with cold water. So therefore, water, that's what the Mechaber is warning us, water is viewed as raw food versus being viewed as a vegetable that can be eaten raw as well. You get a great benefit out of heating it up. So now you put your pot of water and it's lukewarm at the end of your meal and you want to have a cup of tea, we're concerned about Shami Yechata because you're going to want it to heat up a lot faster. Once again, the same thing. Our ovens, if it's garif katim or if it's sealed up, it is fine. Erev Shabbos im Cheshecha, putting on the water right before evening. Now, if you're putting it on right before, and it will have enough time to get hot before Bein HaShmashas, and even if it's not completely hot, then it would be okay. So you remember, back we learned this, that in, and it wasn't that long ago, we had the same thing in our boilers. If you didn't have water, then the oven, the stove, the boiler that heated your house would burst. So you would fill it up with water so that that it shouldn't crack. So what about putting water into that pot that's inside, that receptacle that's inside your boiler, okay? You still shouldn't do it. The main reason is because you don't want the pot to burst, because the heat in the boiler. So if that's the case, why am I being mechata? Who cares? My water is in there. It's serving its purpose. I put the water in, so it shouldn't split open my boiler. So l'chayra, why am I concerned about shem yichata? So although the water was put into the boiler in order that the boiler shouldn't crack, however, this water would have a dual purpose. What would they do with this water? They would also use this water to wash their dishes. Again, remember, you can't use it for dishes that have fat on it, but you're allowed to use it for your dishes. So you finish your meal, you want to be able to wash your dishes, and now the water in your boiler is not that hot. What are you going to do? You should go ahead and put in the water enough that it should at least get warmed decently enough before Bein HaShmashas. Now, interestingly enough, they discussed this when it comes to our hot water urns that we use. Okay, so Lamaisa, we don't necessarily have a Shem Yichata on them because you can't go ahead and change the temperature on most of our urns, right? So if you have an urn that you can change the temperature, make it get hot fast, there will be even a bigger problem. Most of our urns, you know, that don't have the ability to be able to make them go faster. However, they do, right? Lamaisa, we see, we have it that Kanas Chacham, don't put cold water in right before Shabbos. So really, you should try to be careful to make sure that your hot water urn is, that the hot water is in there enough that it should get hot before Shabbos. It doesn't take that long for them to heat up the water, but it's definitely preferable to make sure that you put the water in early enough that you're able to heat up the water before Shabbos, because with Lamaisa we see, end of the day, the Chachamim said not to put in cold water right before Shabbos. Okay, let's see. Let's start. That concludes Siman Reish Nun Dalet, and let's go into Reish Nun Hey. So, Hachanas Esh Kodem Achnasa Shabbos. So, obviously, back then, they would heat up their house through a fireplace or a boiler that had a wood burning stove. That's how they would heat up their house. Now, this is Lamaisa Negeitas as well. We'll see momentarily why. You're not allowed to go ahead and make a maduras, like a bonfire, a fireplace, right? So you put a number of logs and you start the fire. So he says you shouldn't start your fire right before Shabbos. Now, simply put, if you have a fireplace in your house that's wood burning, this is very negeya. You go away on vacation, you're in a lodge and they have a fireplace, and you want to light the fireplace so you can have it on be nice and warm on Shabbos in your room. You should not start your fire right before Shabbos. What should you make sure? It should be in such a point that the fire is olam aleha, meaning that the fire is burning on its own and no longer is belis. So you no longer need to put in twigs. You no longer need to get the fire going. Let's see the Mishabura on this, so because I don't know if we'll have time to go through the other things. If you want to heat up your wood-burning stove that heats up the house, this is the same halacha like a fire, an open fire. Now, if you sealed up the door of your stove, of your wood-burning stove, then it would also be muti, even if it's not completely lit. Umashma, bim yeshir, samach lechashech, shall have its oil me'aleh, that you have enough time that the fire will be oil me'aleh, will be burning on its own prior to night. Shapadami, af patana shena tu af patit, then it would be okay. Makom nokum nearly. You shouldn't do this right before. It should be completely lit before when it's still weekday. The matzahu, shenishach kacha urim udim batana, there's these little twigs that are starting to burn. If you don't wait until it totally burns, you might put yourself in the position that you're going to have to do Amir Lakim. Now, although that we said you could do Amir Lakim to start the stove on Shabbos, but l'chatchila, to put yourself in a position that you're going to have to, you shouldn't do. V'ein enochen lahai v'letzeh la'atzmai l'chatchila. V'ein eno doimet, this is not similar, l'hashem atir l'hasik v'shabbos ha'idei eino Yehudi l'chatchila medinus akaris, in the places that were cold, we were matted to ask a guy to light the boiler. The hasam ein la'etzeh akaris, there's no other choice. The masha hisik esmak v'aniskar, what I lit the day before, already went out. So in the morning, I have to ask the guy to come light my stove. Avalachay, yochel l'hasik mikoydim, and it comes to Erev Shabbos for your fire at night, you are able to do it before. Unless you had an oinus, then you go ask a guy. If you don't let the fire be completely lit, you will worry that it's going to come Friday night after the Zman already. You're going to realize the fire is not burning so well, and you're going to start turning the stuff over. As we know, anybody who's done a bonfire up in the mountains, where you have to, once it's burning on its own, it goes. You don't have to do anything. But up until then, you have to try to help it out. You have to add twigs. You have to add cardboard. You have to add an igniter or something to make it light. The least you the heinous shaloye tzarach loyma have ate some dakim. You don't have to say bring small twigs. Then aniach tachtein and put it under kedei lahaver in order for it to get lit. So the bottom line is, so far what we've learned over here, if you have a fireplace and you want to light the fireplace for Friday night, you should make sure not to do it last minute, that the logs that are in there should be, it should be a fire that's big enough that you're no longer going to have to assist the fire in order for it to catch, and it's everything is just going to go from at that point is going to go on its own. Okay, we'll stop over here. In the Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.